From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Theo, August 31st. Here are five stories I'd flag if you missed yesterday's end of day. Let's get into it. First, from CNET News, what is Grok?
Everything to know about Elon Musk's Raoul.
Elon Musk isn't one to sit out a tech trend. In November 2023, he launched Grok, an AI chatbot created by his artificial intelligence startup xAI. Musk, who co-founded OpenAI before departing in 2018, created Grok to compete with ChatGPT, Claude, Perplexity, and Google's Gemini. But he gave it a sarcastic twist and direct access to X, formerly Twitter, a social platform he purchased in October 2022. Next, second from CNET News. I started wearing a Pebble watch again. Time 2 took me back to the 2010s in the best way. 12 years ago, I was traveling overseas to the UK in the summer with my wife and then tiny kids, and on my wrist was a Pebble watch.
I still go overseas each summer to visit my in-laws, but my kids are taller than me now and my beard is greyer.
But this year, I had the chance to put a new Pebble Time 2 on my wrist for a while during the trip, and it brought back a lot of the old smartwatch feelings from the 2010s. Now that I'm back home, it has found its way onto my wrist again. That surprised me because Pebble's comeback is remarkably well done. Up next, third from Hackaday, making a robot to serve some mean badminton shuttlecocks.
Sometimes regarded as a less violent form of tennis, badminton is still a pretty challenging sport.
One which suffers like so many sports from requiring at least two players, since magically flying balls and shuttlecocks haven't been invented yet. After years of tinkering on a shuttlecock serving robot, Travis Mitchell hit upon the idea to convert a small industrial robotic arm for the purpose. The target of this conversion is a positively cued sized Denso VS050 robotic arm, with Denso helpfully providing a 3D model of the arm as a solid jumping off point in a CAD project. And then, fourth from Slashdot. Amazon's HR lead uses AI tool to write 100,000 lines of code 25 years after she last coded. We opened the competition to every employee on our team, and within just a few weeks, more than 1,500 people were building. I couldn't believe what they built. One employee built an app that turned a nearly 4-hour manual process into a 1-second automated check, saving tens of thousands of hours annually.
Another made a desktop app named Momo that keeps your tasks, reminders, and shortcuts a click away.
Since then, I've written over 100,000 lines of code with AI.
On the markets, Kelsey traders have been actively repricing this story in the last day.
Next, fifth from XEA developers. You too can squeeze an offline Wikipedia onto any SB32 CYD with this project. There have been a good number of projects lately that take advantage of the cheap yellow display CYD, likely because it's, well, a display that's cheap. However, I never expected someone to squeeze an offline version of Wikipedia on it. While that sounds like a monumental challenge at first, it turns out that the essentials for Wikipedia aren't really that big after all, and can easily fit onto an SD card. Up next, six from XTA developers.
This ESP32 alarm clock comes complete with a built-in night light and wake-up light.
And then, seventh from InfoQ, FlexGantFX is open source. The framework also comes with features that let you model task dependencies and make direct edits, so it's flexible enough to fit various planning needs across different industries.
It's under the AGPL license, which means anyone can contribute or modify it, opening up a lot of possibilities for collaboration and improvement.
If you're working on project management or just curious about Gantt charts, this could be a great resource to check out. Next, 8th from MIT News Tech, how an MIT research project became a global programming language. You know how sometimes frustration sparks innovation.
That's exactly what happened with Julia, a programming language that started as a few researchers venting their frustrations over the limitations of existing languages back in 2009.
They wanted something that was easy to use but also fast enough for serious scientific work. Fast forward to today, and Julia has grown into a global phenomenon with over 1 million users, helping scientists model everything from black holes to aircraft designs.
What sets Julia apart is its just-in-time compilation, which tailors the code based on the data type, making it more efficient than many alternatives.
Julia Hub, the company that emerged from this project, recently launched Dyad 3.0, an AI platform that helps engineers design complex systems like rockets and satellites. Imagine telling a computer to build an aircraft just by uploading design documents. That's the kind of ease they're aiming for. The founders never expected such widespread interest, thinking it would take years for people to catch on. But as they shared their work, they found a community eager for a tool that not only performs well, but is also enjoyable to use.
It's fascinating how Julia has evolved from a lab project to a vital tool in various fields, even playing a role in the rapid development of the modern vaccine.
Now, with Dyad, they are pushing boundaries even further, ensuring that designs adhere to physical laws while drastically reducing engineering time. It's incredible to think about the potential impact on industry as a student in a class even built a rocket engine with it.
Julia is not just a programming language, it's a bridge for scientists and engineers to express their ideas and solve complex problems collaboratively.
Up next,
9th from BID by Matt Stoller.
Monopoly Roundup, did America just set up an FDA for big tech? This week, a significant settlement was reached between Meta and 47 states regarding the alleged harm social media
poses to children. What's intriguing is that this agreement might effectively create a regulatory framework akin to an FDA for tech companies. The public sentiment has shifted dramatically over the past decade, with growing skepticism towards big tech, especially after events like the Cambridge Analytica scandal.
The settlement requires Meta to implement changes aimed at reducing addictive features on platforms like Instagram and Facebook, including removing like counts and limiting usage time for teens.
While the financial penalties total around $12 billion with potential increases if other platforms follow suit, the real shift lies in the regulatory implications. This could set a precedent for how tech companies are held accountable moving forward. However, it remains to be seen if these measures will genuinely alter Meta's profit-driven model, which relies heavily on user engagement.
And then,
10th from XEA developers. PCSX2 V2.8.0 is now out, and it boasts huge performance boosts for your games. It has been quite a while, but the popular PlayStation 2 emulator PCSX2 has received a new update, bringing it up to version 2.8.0. While it contains the regular batch of fixes and tweaks, there are some really nice additions with this new update. The star of the show is a big performance boost, which seems to really squeeze out every last frame out of your PS2 games. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings,
stay curious.
If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.